Holy Spirit, we are here once again. Thank you, blessed Father. Worship and exalt your name. Receive all the glory as you open our eyes again to your words. Thank you, blessed Father. We give you praise. Touch the people once more this morning and let us be lifted far above every plans of the wicked in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that today you shall usher men into the realm of extraordinary blessings in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, take control this morning. Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's be seated. This morning I'm talking on grace for promotion. In Zechariah chapter 4, the Bible says, in the book of Zechariah chapter 4, I read from verse 1, and the angel that talked with me came again and woke and waked me as a man that is waking out of his sleep, and said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I've looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold, with a bow upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pies to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and the two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bow, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what this be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Grace, grace unto it. Praise the Lord. Grace shall flow in somebody's life today in Jesus' name. Grace, grace unto you. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying. How do you bring down mountains? Grace. How do you level mountains in your life? Grace. How do you cause the hand of God to be in favor in your life? Grace. He said, don't you understand what I'm talking about? These candlesticks at the left and the right. I pray grace will work for somebody today. He said, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. Praise the Lord. I am believing that God will release grace to you today. In the book of Psalm 84, the Bible says, Psalm 84, I read verse 11. He said, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield, and the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusted in thee. God will give grace and glory. God will release his grace upon the life of his children. He said, for the Lord God is a sun, and the Lord God is a shield. And the Lord will give grace and glory, and no good thing will he withhold to them that walk uprightly. Are you seeking for good things? It shall not be withheld from you. But you must understand the workings of grace. There is no mountain that can stand against a man that is operating in the grace of God. We must understand the workings of grace to enable us to benefit from God greatly. Grace. In John chapter 1, grace. Grace. After this meeting, I want you to begin to shout for grace in your life in Jesus' name. In John chapter 1, the Bible says in verse 14, he said, and the word came, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Verse 16. And of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. May you receive this grace. If any man is to be promoted in life, he has to hook onto the grace of God. There is little our own effort can give us. Anything worthwhile in the kingdom of God is by grace. It is taken by grace. It is received by grace. So, we need God more of God's grace upon our lives to survive, to succeed, to be blessed in the days where we are. No wonder the Bible always talks about the multiplication of grace. In 2 Peter chapter 1, many do not understand what grace is all about. Several times we see share grace in the church, in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God. What is it grace all about? Do you understand the workings of grace? In 2 Peter chapter 1, the Bible says, in verse 3. He said, according to his divine power, has given unto us all things. I read from verse 2 rather. He said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that had called us to glory and virtue. Praise the Lord. May God's grace be multiplied in your life. What is grace? Grace is God's ability. Somebody say God's ability. God's ability. Grace is God's ability in a man to do the impossible. To do the unusual. That's why the more of grace you have, the more of the impossible happens in your life. The more of unusual things happens around you. The more of grace you have, the more you see unusual miracles. Praise the Lord. Grace is God's ability in a man to do the unusual. It is that ability we need on a daily basis to overcome all the challenges before us. Many of us that are living in the world today, see how critical things are. And you may think there have never been problems like this before. There have been problems. You may think that there have never been evil before. There have been evil. You may think there have never been difficulties in the world before. There have been difficulties. Yes. Even though there may be increases of evil today, but you must know that the world has never known rest since Satan rebelled against God. Praise the Lord. That's why grace was released. May you have access to that grace. That's why the Bible says, he came of his fullness, have we received grace for grace. So, but what you have kept the people of God's What have kept the people of God going on in the midst of troubles and afflictions and difficulties in the world is the grace of God. In the face of all challenges, in the face of all trouble, God's ability will always show up. May it show up for you today. You must understand this grace. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I read from verse 1. It is not expedient for me, doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell. Or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knows. Such as one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man. Whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knows. How that he was caught up into paradise. I heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such and one will I glory. Yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmities. There are people who want to glory of themselves, of their ability, of what they are capable of doing, the ability to do this and that, the ability to cause things to happen, to prosper, to have this, to have that. But say no, of such a man, of what a one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmity. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he see me to be, or that he heareth of me. I pray that God will take you to his level of his grace in Jesus' name. I will glory of a man that was crept up into the heavens. Not of me. That man that walked by God's ability. That man that does things in an unusual way. That man that's operating in the supernatural realm of God. Verse 7. At least I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. There were given to me a thorn in my flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Praise the Lord. That the power of Christ may rest upon me. Now, that the man that I will glory of is a man who walked by the supernatural strength of God. That in my flesh, there was a tongue given to me. And that tongue, I prayed to God 3 times. Let it be taken away from me. And he said, no, my grace is sufficient for you. Which means it's not about your flesh. It's not about what goes on in your flesh. It's about what the grace of God can do to you. He said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Amen. My strength is made perfect. May you receive the strength of God. I said, may you receive the strength of God. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmity, that in my flesh there are hindrances and obstacles, but there is supernatural power that flows in me. Hallelujah. That the power of Christ may rest upon me. May you receive that power. May you receive that power. Say, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmity, in reproaches, in necessity, in persecution, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. May you receive that strength in Jesus' name. In the physical weaknesses, there is a supernatural strength that is released. In the physical inability, there is a supernatural strength that is released. When you understand that, you will flow in the grace of God. Hallelujah. So, it is grace that makes the difference in the life of a man. Today, you must ask for that grace to come upon your life. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. First Corinthians chapter 15. The Bible says in verse 10, he said, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." Receive that grace. Many people cannot labor for God because they lack the grace of God. They think it's going to be done by power, by mind, by strength. No. He said, by the grace of God that was on me. He said, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. I labored with that grace. More abundantly than all other persons. Yet, it is not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Have you that grace to labor? Do you have that grace to labor with God? You see, so many people, they complain. They have a lot of excuses. Why? You lack God's grace. When it is time to serve God, you don't have grace to do it. When it's time to do anything for God, the grace is not there. When it's time to do this and that, you lack the grace. There are people who labor for God, people who serve God, people who do the will of God, people who surrender to God. They do it by grace. May you receive that grace. Grace, God's ability. When you lack that ability, you serve God carnally. You do everything carnally. You do it by strength. You do it by your own ability. And you will not meet up. If you look as if the thing is very hard. Oh, prayer is hard. Serving God is hard. Attending fellowship is hard. Things are difficult because you lack the grace. I pray you receive it today. It is by grace. My grace is sufficient for you. Hallelujah. It takes grace to be saved. Somebody can be in the church and yet is not saved. Why? He lacked the grace of God. Ephesians chapter 2. The Bible says, and in verse 4, he says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast." May you receive that grace. It is salvation, is not by works, it's not by power, it's not by mind. "Who art thou, O great mountain before the Zerubbabel?" Anything that looks like a mountain before you can only go down by grace. Salvation is by grace. Somebody may say, "Oh, let me do like this. Let me roll like this. If I talk like this, I will be saved. If I act like this, I will be saved." No. Praise the Lord. Your acting, your talking cannot do it. It is by grace. May you receive that grace. If you don't ask for grace, you will be lacking behind. Far, far behind. I believe everybody would have loved to be saved. Everybody would want to go to heaven. Everybody would want to please God. Everybody would want to be close to God. But it is not by man's ability, but by God's ability. May you receive that grace. The effort of a man cannot save him. The effort of a man cannot help him. Your language, you may be very eloquent, you may be very, very, very calculative, but that cannot help you. It takes grace to continue in the race. The race to the kingdom of God, it takes the grace of God. To persevere, even when there are the circumstances around you, you say no way, it takes grace to continue. It takes grace to persevere. The enemy are saying no, we are going to stop you. You can't make it. Things are not going to work. It takes grace to continue. The devil is fighting you left and right. And
and is saying you cannot make it, there is no hope for you, grace will come for you. May somebody receive that grace today.
You know, when some people see a little trial, they give up. They complain, they murmur, they grumble. They say, no, you see, don't you see my problem? Don't you see what I'm passing through? Don't you see things that are happening around me? You need grace. Those who are succeeding, they are doing it by grace. Amen. You know, some people think it is by a man's ability. This man is serving God because he has time. Even if they give you all the time, you will do nothing. It is by grace. It is by grace. Is that great? You need to ask for. You see, many people today, Christianity is losing value today because people are lacking the grace of God. They lack God's grace. They don't ask for grace. They don't look for grace. The Bible says, "Oh, the law came by Moses, but grace came by Jesus Christ." Everything in Christianity is by grace. Those who will make it to heaven, they will go do it by grace. It's not by power. Those who serve God, those who will have reward, they will get it by grace. They ask for grace. I told you a story. A young man met one great man of God those days, David Duplessis, and asked him. He said, what can I do? He asked him and said, what can I do to please God? He looked at him to his face. He said, not your ability, but by his ability. And he went away. That's a very strong statement. If you don't go for this God's ability, you will fail. You don't ask for the ability of God to be successful, to be spiritual, to be strong, to serve God, to make it. You will just wonder, why am I not able to do it? Grace! The enemy is there to stop many, but grace will overthrow the enemy. Grace! It takes grace to be righteous and holy. There's a kind of Christianity that is in the world today. That's a Christianity that just believe God, you are a Christian. You just believe Jesus, you are born again. Even though you are a liar, even though you are immoral, even though you are a dupe, even though you are a 419 man, you are born again. That's the type of the Christianity that is in the world today. Dangerous Christianity. They don't understand the Bible. They don't know what they are doing. Grace is available to repent from sin. Amen? Grace! Grace is available to live above sin, to live above immorality, to live above lying, to live above cheating. There is grace for it. Jesus has released that grace upon his people. And this group of people, they also promised their people that you are going to heaven. Because you believe Jesus, you will go to heaven. If it was just like that, it would have been very easy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No holiness, no righteousness, you will go to heaven. No way. That's very dangerous and destructive. You must be ready to do what the Bible commands. It is grace, 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 grace. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1, it's grace that people use to serve God. Grace. Ask for grace. Ask for it. If every day you open your mouth and say, oh Lord, give me grace to do your will, you will see it done. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13. The Bible says, he said, wherefore, guard up the lungs of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. May you receive that grace in Jesus' name. The Bible says at the revelation of Jesus Christ, there's a grace that will be brought to you. And then verse 14 say, as obedient children, not fashioning yourself according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. How? By grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grace. Grace. You must ask for grace to be holy. It's not just I believe. James chapter 2. You know, it's more than I believe. The Bible says in James chapter 2, in verse 17, he said, even so faith, if it has no works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, that doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Praise God. You believe there is one God? He said, that's all right. No problem. But Satan's also believe. Witches and wizards also believe there is God. But yet, they tremble. So it's more than belief. More than belief. But without no, oh vain man, that faith without works is dead. That it's not just I believe. There must be works that will show what you believe. Praise God. Some people say, I believe. I was reading a book during the week. We were talking about the difference between belief and faith. Yes. Belief is just the beginning of the journey. Faith is action. Faith is not just belief. Praise the Lord. Many people believe, but they do nothing by what they believe. If you don't act by what you believe, then you are not a believer indeed. You must do something about what you believe. So Satan also believes that there is God, but yet he rebel. So does that make him, the fact that he believes that there is God, does that make him righteous? Does that make him to be qualified to be in God's presence? No. That's how so many people are today too. There are so many so-called believers in church, but yet they are sinners. Praise the Lord. Therefore, you ask God today for grace. To not only be a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. That's why the Bible says in Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 21 says, that as sin had reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Verse chapter 6, verse 1, that says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? So, the fact that you have grace does not mean that you continue in sin. Rather, you walk it out what you believe. You walk it out. I believe God, the God of righteousness, I walk it out. So, it is that you're walking out that makes your grace effective. Praise the Lord. Verse 15 says, what then shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? He said, God forbid. So, the fact that you have grace doesn't make you a sinner. Rather, what does grace do in your life? Grace enables you to live the righteous life that Jesus brought into the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. James chapter 1 verse 22. When you understand this, the grace of God will work in your life in Jesus' name. People are not enjoying the grace of God. It is God's ability available to a man. That's what Jesus brought into the world. And many are suffering in the midst of abundance. James chapter 1 verse 22. He said, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self.
Praise the Lord. Those who hear and not do, they are deceiving themselves.
So, the fact that you hear, you say, I believe, do you do it? Are you doing what you say you believe?
Hallelujah. Grace to prosper. It takes grace to prosper in life. You must align yourself with the grace of God to prosper on earth. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, grace. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. The Bible says in verse 1, moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of the joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. There was a grace given to these people that even when things were hard for them, they enjoyed the grace of God. They were operating in liberality because they were operating in God's grace. He said to their power, I bear record. Yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we will receive the gift and take upon all the fellowship of the ministry to the saints. People don't have, but yet they are saying, please collect this one. Please collect this one. Grace. And this they did, not as we hope, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. For a man to release himself unto God is grace. Praise God. Verse 6, it's so much that we desire title, that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Therefore, as he abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence and in your love to all, see that ye abound in this grace also. Grace. The grace to be a giver in the midst of difficulties is grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Grace. May you receive that grace today. Amen. Because if you don't receive that grace, you will complain. You will murmur. You will wonder, why is my own not working? You need grace. Praise the Lord. For somebody to be in need, for example, like you hear Evangelist Christopher was saying, you are in need and you were in a very difficult situation. And lo and behold, and the money you have gathered, and somebody said that God says you should give it to me, or God is saying to you, give it to this person. And you are in need. And you are in trouble. And you gave him all the money and went home empty-handed. Grace. Tell yourself, I need that grace. Grace. Then what you find out is that, okay, since you did that, have your life remained like him the same? Have your condition remained in that level again? No. Praise the Lord. Grace. I pray that God will release his grace upon somebody here today. In a midst where people are looking for job, there are people that job is looking for them. Do you know that? Huh? Job is looking for them. They are the ones saying they don't have time. They are busy. Job is looking for them. Grace. May God enable you to do what will open heaven for you. May you be able to operate in that level of grace that will make your heavens to be open in Jesus' name. Yes. He does say in verse 9. He said, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that yet through his poverty might be rich. The grace of God that was bestowed on Jesus Christ. That even though he was rich, he became poor. So that we, through that grace, hello? Are you ready to operate in that grace? Serving God is grace. Doing the things of God is by grace. We don't have all the time. I'm going to round up. That's why in chapter 9, the Bible says, it said, grace in verse 6, chapter 9, that's
2 Corinthians verse 6. He said, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. He which soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man, according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give. No grudging of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good works. Grace, may that grace abound in your life. God is able to make all grace abound, that you'll be having sufficiency in all things. That's why, if you want to prosper, you first of all ask for grace to sacrifice. Oh Lord, give me the grace of sacrifice. If you cannot do that sacrifice, then you will not have the grace for enjoyment. Hello? All that it requires is for you to activate that grace by your actions of giving. It's activating the grace. The grace is there, you activate it. If you don't activate it, nothing will happen. There are people God has blessed more than others. If you will tap into that grace in their life, you will certainly prosper in this life. That is grace. Activating grace now. You want grace to work for you, you activate it by tapping into the grace of other people. And when you do this thing by faith, consistently, you will see heavens open. The reason many people struggle so much is because they do not activate the grace of prosperity in their life. They want to prosper. They believe they will prosper. But what about activating the grace? No. Sometimes the seed that would have opened more doors for them, they will eat the seed. In Isaiah 55, you know, we're talking about, if you see orange and a seed, mango and a seed, yes. But one may say, if I eat mango, I cannot eat the seed. Why? Because the seed is bitter. Is that true? But the issue of money, both the seeds and the bread is the same. Hello? As sweet as the bread, so also sweet is the seed. If you have a seed like that, would you eat all of them? Isaiah 55. The Bible says, I read from verse 10. It says, For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bore, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. Now you see it? Seed to the sower, bread to the eater. Both the seed and the bread, they are the same. Praise God. Praise God. Verse 11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall complete that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. And when you have done that, verse 12, now say, for ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace, and the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Hello? Hello. May God give you understanding. The seed, he gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. But the problem is that without grace, you will eat the seed and eat the bread. Hallelujah. And when you eat the seed and eat the bread, then there will be no harvest for tomorrow. And then you start blaming Satan. You start blaming somebody. So, when you do your giving or your sowing with understanding, the grace of God will be activated in your life, and you will go forth with joy and left forth with peace. All the blessings of God on earth come by grace. Hallelujah. May this grace grow in your life. May this grace multiply in your life. Yes. You must grow by grace. In Hebrews chapter 4, the Bible says, I ran up from there. Because, you see, if you don't have the grace, or you do not receive the grace, you may blame people for your failure. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Bible says,
see they that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens. Jesus is Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest. We cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. But was in all point tempted like as we are, yet without sin.
Then what do you do? Verse 16, I say, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Grace mentioned in that verse 2 times. Grace. May you receive grace. You know, it is possible to go to church and you don't receive. You must pray for grace for me to understand. Oh Lord, give me grace to understand what the teacher is teaching. I need grace to understand. I need grace to also practice what I am being taught. Because it is not just the hearing of it, it is the doing of it. And you need grace to do it. Praise God. I pray somebody will receive grace today. I pray somebody will receive grace today.
The Bible said, where is that mountain before Zerubbabel? It shall be made plain.
How? By grace. Rise up on your feet. You are going to see, every mountain before me shall be leveled by the grace of God. Now, you know, most of the time, let me tell you this. Most of the time, when they talk about grace, it is just as if we are expecting God to come and do something. That's all many people understand about grace. No. Grace is God's ability that has been released to a man to do. Hello? Now, the doing now is in the hand of man, not in the hand of God. Praise the Lord. The ability that has been released is just like if you send somebody with an authority, you gave me an authority, go to that place. I send you because I am the president of this place. Go there. Anybody that break the law or misbehave or do like this or like that, arrest the person. No. Do you not get to that place and say, Oga President, come and see this man, come and arrest him, oh. I've seen him, he break the law, come and arrest him. Is that how you do it? No, you are the one to arrest. Is that not so? Praise the Lord. The policeman on the street do not call the IG of police to come and arrest somebody. As soon as you see him, you know that he has the authority. Is that not so? That is how we are. God gave us authority to do things. Instead of we doing it, we are pushing the thing back to him. Oh God, come and fight this battle. Oh God, come and kill this man. Oh God, come and do this for me. Change your mentality, praise the Lord. And receive grace to prosper. It is your own. You are the one to practicalize what God's grace has been released. Praise the Lord. It's not God, come and do it. This prayer we are praying is wrong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, I receive grace today. To do the unusual. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. I receive grace to do the unusual. Things I need to do, I take grace from you to do it. I take grace from you to do it. I take grace from you to do it. I receive more grace. Multiply your grace upon my life. The grace to do the unusual. The grace to do the unusual. The grace to operate on earth as if God was the one doing it. That is grace. Oh Lord, give me that grace. I want to operate in the stead of God, in the line of God, in the strength of God, in the wisdom of God, in the ability of God, by the grace of God. It has been released unto me. The grace not to sin has been released unto you. Do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't say, God, come and do it for me. I will do it. I will do it by the grace of God. In the name
name of Jesus. I receive grace. 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 Every mountain before me shall be level by the grace of God. Every mountain before me shall be level. It shall become plain by the grace of God. I receive fresh grace. Oh Lord, let your grace flow in my life. 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 Multiply that grace upon me. The grace to excel. The grace to prosper. The grace to be blessed. The grace to be strong in every actions of my life. I receive grace. 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 By the grace of God, I move forward. By the grace of God, I move forward. By the grace of God, I move forward. By the grace of God, aha. Let your grace be multiplied upon my life. If you are sick, receive healing by grace. The grace of healing come upon me. The grace of healing come upon me. The grace of deliverance come upon me. The grace of blessings come upon me. The grace of progress come upon me. I receive grace to practice the word of God. I receive grace to practice the word of God. In the name of Jesus, Almighty Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Grace. If you want to get married, grace will give you your husband. Do you understand? This sister that put to bed, she delivered by with CS before. And when doctors see a woman that has done CS before, they don't waste time. They just take her to the theater. They believe that she will not be able to deliver normally. And they already said it's going to be by CS. I told the husband, I said, take her away from that lungu place where you people were. And they went to this place. And it was the doctor that was saying she's going to deliver normally. The husband said, please, let them just... Because you know, sometimes the husband told me that he had a dream. He has a dream that the wife delivered through CS. I said, well, no problem. If it is CS, if it is normal delivery, God will have his way. So when he got to the hospital, he said, just take her, let her go and deliver. He said, when he had her crying, shouting, he said, why not just go and carry on the problem? He was troubling the doctor. The doctor said, people are running away from CS. You are pushing to it. What is wrong with you, this man? What's wrong with you? After some hours, the woman delivered normally. Grace. Grace. Oh Lord, my Father, I receive unusual grace today to do the impossible. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Grace. 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 I receive grace to do the unusual. Ah, unusual grace from heaven. 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 I receive grace to do what ordinary human being says it cannot be done. I receive grace. 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 Open your mouth and cry for grace. Every mountain before me shall be leveled by grace. Every difficulties in my life, grace shall take over. Grace shall take over. Grace shall take over. Grace shall take over. Grace. 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 For open heaven. For open heaven. For open heaven. For open heaven. In the name of Jesus. Grace for open heaven. Aha. I operate in the grace of God. I operate in the grace of God. I prosper in the grace of God. I excel in the grace of God. I get married by grace. It doesn't matter what anybody say. Grace will locate me now. Grace will distinguish me. Grace will expand me. Grace will prosper me. Grace. Oh, Father. Let the grace of God flow. Let the grace of God flow in my life. Ask God for grace. Ask God for grace. Ask God for grace. Grace. When others are struggling, I will be laughing. Others are crying, I will be rejoicing. Because of grace. Because of grace. Oh, what a marvelous God. Thank you, blessed Father. Grace is flowing in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I want you to lift up your hand. There's a grace that I carry now. I'm telling you, there's a grace which I have received. And I'm telling you, this grace will lift many to higher level. If you believe it, we shall see it come to pass. Oh Lord, my Father, by the grace of your servant, I move to the next level. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. I am moving to the next level. I am moving to the next level. I am moving to the next. You can't remain there. You can't remain where you have been. Never. Don't try it. We have gone beyond that level now. We are no more there. We are no more there, brother. Sister, we are no more there. You must move to the next level. It is a must. It is a must. It is a must. Because God's grace has been released. Grace has come down. Grace has come down. Grace. Grace has come down. Grace has come down. Grace to prosper. Grace to excel. Grace to advance. Grace to prosper. Aha! Grace to walk in peace and joy. Grace to live a beautiful life. Grace. New grace. New grace. Thank you, blessed Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we pray. Put your two hands on your head. I command that grace to come upon you right now. The grace to go beyond the demonic limitation over your life. I say receive it right now. The grace to go beyond where the boundaries that the devil has set for you. Receive that grace right now. The grace to live the life that is above the one that believes in your family. Receive in the name of Jesus. The grace for advancement, receive it. The grace for progress, receive it. The grace for increase, receive it. The grace to live a holy life, receive it. The grace to be qualified for heaven, receive it. The grace no longer to be a sinner, receive it. In the name of Jesus. The grace of God that makes a man to win battles. Receive that grace right now. Every battle brought against you, grace will overcome it. Grace will win the battle. Grace will win the battle. Every matter will be leveled in your life. Every matter will be leveled in your life. Every matter, marriage mountain, be leveled in the name of Jesus. By the grace of God, you are taking a new place, a new position, a new door is open. A new glory is released. A new blessing is released. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, I pray.